last time on Paint It Black.
What is she doing at work with her fucking slippers?
Not much.
What are you doing in here in the pajama pants?
The Ninja Casual Turtle Friday. Pajama pants.
Some would say her work casual ethic Friday. Is lax.
Mind your own business. Right. That's what you're doing.
How about fuck job?
What, midgets?
Like, how many do you know?
Actually, there was one that worked in my office. And, like, I'm not sure if it's every midget or just this one. But this one midget went out of the bathroom stall, like, he was doing his business. I walked into the bathroom stall and there's little footprints in the toilet. No joke, little footprints.
He was doing a Chinese style, standing on the toilet, facing the other way, butt down.
I'm all basing this off this one midget. He was too proud for his own good.
Yeah, it's a good enough sample for me.
He used the big urinal?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Lou. It was a stall, bro.
He said urinal. He likes to use the big boy urinal.
Yeah, he does. He pees up into the big boy urinal. There is so much a midget would love to tell you about his bathroom adventures, but he can't.
Adventures?
It's not an adventure. Everything's gigantic.
Everything's the Hobbit to these people.
Right.
Oh. I'm gonna throw it out here to end this session, fucking midget poop like Native American.
I still don't know what that means.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
I like the song you put into the previously on.
Rest in peace.
Exactly.
Yeah, crazy bastard.
I saw that today and I was like, oh my god, my heart skipped a beat.
Anyway, Paint It Black podcast, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Sin shotgun.
We got Lou.
Yo, yo.
And joining us tonight, because we wouldn't let him leave, Novus Redemptor of DA Squad Podcast, hello. Danny Mac.
Hello.
Thanks for sticking around, man.
What took him out, though?
Out the Warrior?
Yeah, wasn't Hulkamania.
They
shipped
him
back to parts unknown.
Right. He got tombstoned.
Oh, no. Well, so far, it's undisclosed. All we know is that he just passed out in the parking lot, and that was it.
He had an untelevised was a casket match with the Taker, and he lost.
Taker was mad from his WrestleMania loss.
Yeah.
They knew he was gone when they counted to 10.
Rest in peace!
Paul Bearer.
He's dead too, I think.
Yeah, he's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's how you know he was not in a bad way.
Not just kayfabe dead, he's fucking dead. Kayfabe is like fake and wrestling.
I know what you mean. Non-canon.
Yes.
We started off on such a good note, and then
that just went. Yeah. All right. The full disclosure.
Wait, do you bury him in the face paint?
The tassels.
Oh yeah.
Full girl bike regalia.
Mm-hmm. Open casket, obviously. Right. More '80s with the hair. More '80s.
Get some Aquanet in here.
When they're fucking the pallbearers and bringing them up, it's like
they walk up to the casket, they shake a roof door.
They shake the casket like
oh man.
All of a sudden Hulk Hogan busts through the door, knocks the casket over, pins him.
The readings at the funeral aren't well read. They're just read really fast.
Mr. McMahon busts in and is like, "You're fired!
That's the most I've heard about. Today's the most wrestling day I've had in years.
When Danny told me we were setting up a recreational warfare.
Plug your shit.
Yeah, my YouTube series, Recreational Warfare. It's a whole lot of Let's Play video games. I got the guys from the A Squad to come in. Today we recorded some WWE 2K14 and some Worms 2.
And a certain somebody was forced to be reckoned with today.
Tonight's was Pete's night after he got his ass handed to him in Worms last week because he didn't know how to play.
That was called a warm-up.
Tonight he comes in and he just kind of dominates half the rounds we played of everything, so he was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won the quiz during the A Squad podcast, so... Mm-hmm. So resounding fuck you to you.
Setting up with Danny Show Recreational Warfare, and he's like, "Dude, did you know that the Warrior died?" And like, part of my childhood died right as he said that to me. I was like, "Really? He's dead? All those wrestlers except for like Hogan and Flair are dead, man. Yeah. Piper is like, those are like the last three.
Comes in threes, man. Warrior, Harold Ramis, and that tiger that mauled the guy from Siegfried and Roy.
That guy, that tiger didn't get put down immediately.
No, they kept that tiger going. That tiger just died.
Was he still a show tiger?
Like a week
ago. Was he still a show tiger after
that? Put him at the stud or something. I don't know. What do you do with that tiger?
Well, they also, John Panette, the comedian. He died.
John Panette, that's right. That made me sad.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. Yeah.
I'm not, maybe it's just the name that's weirded me out, but what did he do?
Heavy set. Comedian, and by heavy set, big guy.
Yeah, a lot of his jokes were about food. You saw The Punisher, the movie?
Yeah.
You know the fat guy?
Oh, that guy. He died. He's real. He's been from the 80s.
He's been a comedian forever.
He was the fat guy in the last episode of Seinfeld that they made fun of instead of helping, prompting the whole episode.
No, the second you mentioned more, like things he was in, like I know exactly what you're talking about.
His stand-up was really funny.
Yeah, he passed away 3-4 days ago, I believe.
Yeah.
I forgot about jumping it. Yeah.
His name didn't ring a bell, but like once you described him, I remember him. He's clean comic, but he's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Going in.
All right. Full disclosure, we are really off schedule here.
Big time.
Yeah. Next week we're going to be a little bit late, too. We're going to have that probably Monday, but the week after that we should be back on time.
We'll be back on schedule. It's a Tuesday now, so it's weird.
Birthday parties, days out. Lou's babysitting kids.
It's true.
Are you the boss?
I guess so.
Are you in charge?
Tony Danza. I did roll up in like the shittiest car ever.
This is a bad sitcom.
That's kind of a...
Lou's the boss.
Although I'm not banging the mom, so...
That doesn't show up till season 2, all right?
Was Tony Danza banging the mom that show?
I don't think so.
Eventually.
It was will they, won't they?
No, it took... Forever, but eventually, yeah.
I thought he was banging the mom, like, right? Like, didn't they get it on?
No, she was a slut.
Mona.
Yeah. But not with Tony.
Mona was trying to give it up. Mona
to everybody but him.
Oh, she didn't like him?
I guess
Who was on the show besides her daughter and her grandchildren?
Every episode, they'd be like a new old guy, you know, and then she'd be banging him.
She's like Blanche from the Golden Girls?
Exactly. I think back then it was like a race to see who could have the sluttiest old lady.
I even as a young kid...
The Gilf race of the 80s.
In the 80s, I used to watch that with my grandmother, right? She used to love the Golden Girls. Yeah. And even as a young kid, I was like, this girl's way too old to be having this much sex.
Exactly.
She is a dirty old bitch.
Definitely.
Blanche, she died too. They're all dead, except for Betty White, I think.
Betty White, yeah.
I don't know how she's kicking.
Oh, what's it?
She killed the others to absorb their power and rejuvenate her career.
Mickey Rooney died too.
Mickey Rooney died too.
Yeah, right.
Bro, I went on his IMDb. Guess what year it was? The first year he was in something.
19-tickety-2.
1926. Like, his IMDb was the endless scroll. I was like... And like I remember, like, these are like different eras in America. They're like,
you're like talkies,
right?
He saw the birth of talkies.
he was like the '60s, the '50s. I'm going back. I'm like, he predates Jackie Gleason. I'm like, holy shit!
I think the only thing I have ever seen him in, I think he did the voice of Flip the Clown from Little Nemo.
He was
that's your pull, Little Nemo.
That's it,
Little Nemo and the Dream Master.
I was going to say it's a mad world.
Never saw that.
Watchmen, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Never saw that.
That's 1961.
You would like it because he plays an old Asian man.
Oh,
I've seen it.
Super racist.
Super racist.
I think I've heard about this.
If you haven't seen it, that the whole thing is worth watching.
Oh man,
speak about racism.
That's directly from the movie.
Thank you, Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney, everybody.
Pour one out for Mickey.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. All right.
I like this Lou show.
It's fun.
All right, we might as well.
Lucky Dry Cigarette brings you Mickey Rooney.
All right,
buy war bonds.
Buy war bonds.
Support the boys overseas by buying war bonds.
All right, let's get started with some news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
That gets me right back into war bonds.
Right there, buy war bonds.
All right, so I'm going to kind of just do this fast and loose.
We need a new...
He tells the news like he likes to have sex.
We need a whole series of Lou jingles, though. We need Lou's news for when Lou does the news. We need Lou's the boss.
Right.
Somebody get on this.
I wish we had the
theme hypothetical readily Lou. Available. There's a ton, ton, ton. I don't even remember the theme to Who's the Boss.
Lose the news. A brand new life. Brand new life. That's pretty much it, right? I don't know why.
Who's in charge of our days and our nights?
Whenever Lou sings, I can't handle it. He goes into this zone. And the eyes close.
That's right. I do close the eyes. I kind of like do a head shake.
And you get the little
bobblehead.
Yeah, you get the little Ray thing going. Not quite a Stevie Wonder.
Right.
That is passion right there.
Oh, man, that's a sign of real art. All right?
You close your eyes. It's this thing about how good it is.
All right.
Picture it.
First headline I'm going to pick. Florida man burns down his apartment to kill the bugs.
Didn't we do that?
That's one way to do
this
it.
This is a different one. That was a dude. He burned down his own home. In this, you can straight up see one apartment building with a giant black spot on it.
But did he feel that all the bug's nest was right there? Like, really?
I don't know. All right, so an Orlando man who pulled out of an apartment fire Sunday said he'd been trying to burn out the bugs that infested his home and computer. Officers who checked the apartment after the fire was extinguished discovered deplorable living condition, including trash and empty beer cans covering the majority of the floor and living area.
That'll do it.
So obviously this guy was a hoarder.
And a drunk.
Yeah, well.
He drew the line of bugs, though.
This is just, how can anybody live like this?
He was like, what, Castaway making a fire in his fucking living room trying to smoke him out or something?
He didn't understand how the can of Raid works. He was holding a lighter up to it.
Letting his fecal matter fall wherever it goes, he could live with that. But roaches?
There's a line, Lou.
Right.
Shouldn't have had that collection of oily rags in 1940s newspapers.
You ever see those fucking old those shows about the hoarders?
I've seen a hoarder, man. There's a hoarder that lives right next to my friend Brendan. Yeah. And like literally, like you could tell that house is fucked up. They have a pod always in front of their house. Like they ran out of one of those pods to push it in.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say this, but fuck it. Ex-girlfriend of mine's mother was a hoarder.
Ooh.
And she would lose her shit if you tried to throw anything out in that house.
Damn.
No, that's the top. That's the thing that makes the pizza not get squished.
No, we got into a huge screaming match over whether or not she should keep the giant inflatable suntan lotion tube that she got as a like giveaway at CVS.
Well, that's obviously you keep that.
But you may need it. You may need it, apparently.
Yeah. Meg, I love watching those things. My favorite is when they find an animal that has been crushed by the trash.
The cat. It's always a cat.
It's always a cat.
You just see a flattened animal carcass.
You know what? I think
looks like a big sticker.
The horde.
Mr. Boots!
The horde attracts the kittens, you know? Like, yeah. Like you never see, like, the dogs, they need to get fed, so they stick around for a bit. But they're living outside.
They have too much dignity.
Yeah, they're like, dude, this place is fucked. Yeah. I'm going outside. Cats are just like, yo, every old cat's getting in here.
Right.
There's room for everybody.
Oh, man. Oh, fucking cats, man. Fucking cats.
So he's burnt down the house?
Did he get the bugs, at least?
Fuck no. No.
Some of the immediate bugs.
Just the ones computer in his apartment, but I can only assume
then mission
the entire building was infested.
He had a virus that had like literal bugs walking on a screen, and he tried to light his computer on fire.
It's really just, it's probably just a drug addict. He thinks he's got bugs under his skin, so it's set the whole place on fire.
He burnt his Mac too, his Apple II, whatever, to the ground. All right, next door.
All right, so this one's a little bit weird. Jillian sent me one copy. Apparently, this is the update. Baby accused of murder plot goes into hiding.
One more time, please.
Under the bed, I imagine.
Baby?
Baby.
Accused of murder plot.
Accused Stewie. Of murder plot. Not just murder, like accidental murder.
Stewie Griffin.
Plot.
I was going to say Simpsons.
Goes into hiding in Pakistan.
In Pakistan?
Oh, yeah, because that's where you go to hide, I guess.
Well, were they in Pakistan? I imagine.
I have not read far enough. This is off the cuff. All right, so a 9-month-old Pakistani baby. There you go. There you go.
I imagine. Line,
accused of raiding a state-run gas company and plotting to murder police has gone into hiding.
Dude, they're fucking illiterate in Pakistan. Like, there's a lot of like poor people in Pakistan, man.
All right, so this alleged criminal mastermind is Muhammad Musa Khan. Now, let me. That's a fucking criminal name if I ever heard one.
For a baby?
Khan?
Khan! I love it. Thank you so much. That could have gone racist so quick, but you focused on Khan.
Yeah.
That's a criminal name, that Muhammad. No, well, Khan. Well,
thanks to the new movie, it's not Khan anymore. It's Khan.
Right. It was more in the jowls.
Because he said it so, like, you know, emphatically, it's like, that doesn't mean shit to anybody.
Didn't Spock say it?
Not he yells it, but I'm saying that when Benedict Cumberbatch first says it, he said it with so much, like, force. It's like, dude, this universe doesn't know who the fuck you are. Why are you saying it so epic?
Because I'm Benedict Cumberbatch.
He doesn't do anything less than gravitas.
Pretty much.
The man's a dragon.
All right, so this baby.
Baby Musa, that's his nickname.
Musa Khan.
Was granted bail. Because he...
What is this? Continue.
He wasn't a big enough
fight. They for real locked the kid up?
Yeah.
He's 3 years old.
Following
9 months.
A court appearance, his family hasn't decided whether they'll show up for the next one.
What day was this released?
Where does that fall? Today.
Oh, really?
Today at 11:30. Yeah. Wow.
I was going to say, you're going to tell me it's April 1st, and I'm going to be like, wow. Right.
When I asked for comment, the baby said,
And that's basically it.
I imagine.
He's awaiting another court appearance.
Will they find like a crayon drawing of his plan?
Right.
It's like mom with a little like X on it.
Right. I mean, like, it doesn't even describe the crime.
It's a plot to murder. That's a crime.
Yeah.
Is it like a knife murder, or is it more of like a, like, over there kind of murder where he gets like a bomb diaper or something like that? It's like a double homicide more.
A fucking bomb diaper.
You look all it says too proud of that.
Is that Musa doesn't even know how to pick up his bottle yet.
Oh, mother, come here. I have a bomb in my diaper.
Yeah.
Is this one of the, it's like that frog from the Looney Tunes, like, it looks like a baby, but when you leave the room, it all of a sudden starts speaking with a
proper accent. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Right.
Like, oh, it's like his cute little baby and leave the room. It's like, ah, you've fallen for my plot. Hand me my bomb diaper.
Yeah.
It would be a... Clearly, it's a bomb diaper.
Right? Oh, man. All right, so everybody knows about
this. Explodable onesie, maybe?
Stupid.
Explodable onesie. Nice. Let's start that band.
Oh, man. All right, so everyone knows about those stupid fucking cronuts and how people are going apeshit for them.
Cronuts? The fuck's a cronut?
It's a donut and a croissant mixed together somehow.
Is it just a donut in a croissant shape?
It's not.
No, it's a croissant in a donut shape.
Yeah, with some icing and stuff.
This is stupid. Stop. All right, you know what I hate more than anything in the world? Is those commercials for Flatizas.
What's a Flatiza?
Yeah, never
Subway's seen newest thing. They're pushing Flatizas, which means...
Oh, Jilly got one of those. It's just a flatbread pizza.
It's a flat pizza.
Yeah, you know, like a thin crust, you know?
Like a pita with, like, pizza
toppings. No, it's like a thin crust pizza. I said flatbread, but it's a thin crust pizza.
Stop combining these words and making up non-items.
It all started with Brangelina.
Flatizas?
Benifer.
And what are these called?
Benifer. I thought they came first.
Cronuts.
Cronuts.
So, I mean...
Cronuts means a whole other thing.
I thought they were making another Crow movie. Like.
You know what they should do? Is kind of keep the word croissant in the original French and then say it like...
Cronuts.
Cronuts. That's fine. Cronuts.
Basically, these things came out. Apparently, only one bakery knew how to really do them. And people were lining up for hours to get one.
I'm aggravated.
Why don't you just take a croissant and put cake
frosting? Get a life. Get a fucking life.
Here's the thing. It got a lot of press when celebrities were hiring people to stand in line for them.
I hate celebrities.
just hire somebody for $100 to wait in line and get you a fucking donut croissant. But now, the headline is Mouse-Infested Cronut Bakery Reopens to Long Lines.
They're that good.
They're that good.
They don't give a fuck.
They just hired a guy to set the original location on fire.
Right.
It's part of it, though. Only the part with the mice.
All right, so the New York Department of Health shut it down because of severe
obesity
mouse infestation.
Severe. If you're getting shut down for mice in New York, you got mice. Like, you got, you got a lot of mice, because I've been to a lot of places in New York, and there are a lot of rats and mice.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it's not a deterrent. These fucking yuppies still want their cronuts.
Let them eat cronuts.
Like I said, croissant with cake frosting. Just do it. It's easier.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds like you're talking about a pair of bird nuts. Like, I'm not... Something better than that, like dosants. Boom.
Boom. I would rather eat a dosant than a cronut.
Cronut.
Both words I would hope would never come out of my mouth.
I'd love for a bird to teabag me right now. Cronuts. Dosants.
Dosants.
Sounds like a new fucking like karate.
I'm a
master of dosants.
Dosan sounds like a Renaissance painter. Leonardo Raphael Dosan.
He was a fifth Ninja Turtle. He wasn't right in the head. They didn't really bring him out too much.
I'm a Ninja 2, guys!
Whatever, Dosan. You don't get a color mask.
Mine is plaid!
Your weapon's a wiffle ball bag.
Oh, this writes it. Somebody make that, too. The other turtle. Dosan.
Right. What the other turtles didn't know, he filled it with sand and beat him to death with it.
He made Michelangelo look smart.
Michelangelo was just fine. He just was like, high, you know?
He was the dumb one.
I always thought he was like a stoner.
He was a stoner.
For sure.
He's very clearly on something.
Oh, he was definitely hitting April O'Neil up
there. Raphael Donatello was kind of a drunk, right?
Donnie?
Raphael.
Raphael was a drunk.
He has that drunk attitude.
And Leonardo was a fucking dickhead.
Leonardo was he was that like upset guy nobody wants to hang out with.
He was a dick, but it's because he was dealing with the drunk and the stoner all day. And the only other company was the nerd.
You don't see those after hour meetings.
Right.
What about the big ass rat and the fine ass April?
We just a splinter. I just can't do this anymore. Right. I've always come off like the bad guy.
Right. Yo, since they are the teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, wouldn't it be great if April O'Neil was in a little yellow outfit and they were like, she was like, guys, the foot's here, and they're just staring at her titties. They're just like, I'm sorry, what?
They're all sitting there with their legs crossed. They're getting turtle erections.
Yeah, they're getting fucking boners all over the place.
Like in the middle of a fight. Oh no, that's one of my things.
Right. Boobies.
That's the unheard Ninja Turtles.
They got like towels in the sewer that you could hang a lamp on, man. full of Ninja Turtle jizz.
Look at Danny's face.
Wow.
This is a very different show than the one we just recorded.
I'm just... It's a day of ruining childhoods, aren't isn't it? Ultimate Warrior dies.
I'm just talking about, like, if they should have made him a little more teenager. They were really adult. Like... Yeah. What if they were just, you know, a little more teenage? Like, they did some foul things. Maybe they just beat up on some animals or something like that. Like, some fucking foul things.
They did, and their names are Bebop and Rocksteady. Yeah.
So basically, you think that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles should be walking around the streets with, like, you know, magnifying glasses, burning ants. Like,
furiously masturbating and taking selfies.
Raphael was definitely burning ants, I'll tell you that much.
With a Starbucks cup in their hand.
Like, Raphael's walking up with a varsity jacket, beating up on the nerds and stuff like that.
He's ogre.
Yeah. Nerds. All right, next.
All right. So, obviously, Florida's our number one place for...
Anything.
Police, everything.
But police buffoonery.
I love
Where do you
police.
Think number two is?
For police buffoonery?
In the U.S.
L.A.?
I'm going to say one of the Carolinas.
Okay.
No idea. This is in reference to that fight thing that happened here.
No.
Okay.
This is in Massachusetts.
Boston.
And this is... You know, going back to that giant cat story we did a while back.
Oh, the killer cat?
And he's like, oh, well, what did they do? Did they handcuff it? No. But police in Massachusetts detain and then release a duck for breaking and entering.
A duck?
A duck.
Aflac!
This is exactly what I'm talking about with police. Yeah. Like, I get my shit broken into and stolen, and they're like, yeah, we'll file a report. You're probably not going to get anything back. But they caught that fucking duck. Yeah.
They can't convict Aaron Hernandez, but they got the fucking duck.
I can't fucking stand cops.
So Saturday night, a woman woke in the middle of the night to loud banging noises coming from the first floor of her home. Fearing a burglar, she called the cops, who, when they arrived, discovered a female duck after searching the home.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. They found no sign of break-in. Baffled, they searched the home, eventually discovering a duck who was covered in soot. Police, believing the
launch pad
entered the house through the chimney.
Crashed into the chimney.
Yeah. Then flew into the ceiling, leaving behind a duck-shaped soot outline.
Amazing.
Like cartoon style?
Please tell me Yakety Sax was playing.
He was then later named Darkwing.
Let's get dangerous.
Right. Officer Greg Connolly captured the duck and then later released her into a nearby pond. I guess lack of evidence.
This is news.
Duck is captured after slow news day.
Sentence a Chinese restaurant.
See, this is why I didn't go into journalism.
Because somebody has to cover this?
Yes, exactly.
Duck did, you said.
Oh, this is so...
The duck declined comment.
Ah, fly. Aside from that. Keep talking about shitty insurance.
All right, let's see which one I want to do next. Let's do... In Sweden. Let's do that one.
Bork, bork, bork.
Swedish stroke victim heard doctors talking about donating his organs.
Wait, one more time.
Swedish stroke victim heard doctors talking about donating his organs.
So what?
Don't do that.
Basically, the guy had a stroke.
Yes.
But he was completely paralyzed, but fully conscious, unbeknownst to the doctors.
Okay.
Well, even though he was in good health, started talking about scooping out his fucking organs.
Were they doing it in a disturbing way, or did they think this guy's not going to make it?
That's what they told the family, but then when another doctor came in and was like, this guy's totally fine, he's going to recover in a week.
Did you check his pulse?
Right. And then that's exactly what happened. He made a full recovery, and now he's like suing their asses off.
I think this is...
trying to scam his organs.
This is more nonsense, though. Because the guy was going to die. If they thought legitimately he was going to die, and they were just having a conversation of like, yeah, we could really use that kidney, that's fine. It's not like they were talking shit about him.
Look,
it's not like they were like, hey, Strokey, what you doing down there, Strokey?
Look at your face.
Look at your face.
The moral of the story is, never get sick abroad, you will die. Look, James Gandolfini.
That's what happened to...
Well, I'm saying he got sick abroad, he fucking died.
Well, he also was, like, drinking and eating his ass off that day, right?
Oh, how many days did he do that in America? He didn't die.
How many days do we do that?
Well, he was having we actually went through what he was eating. He was eating that goose liver, what's that shit called?
Fagua.
Like, 9 shots of fucking Captain Morgan. Like, it was crazy. He had a lot to eat that day.
Fagua. Yeah, but heart attacks aren't brought on by what you ate that morning.
Well, I mean, when it's
that's like, a lot of that.
When it's
over
63 with a light breeze and you got a full on sweat, it's
from thinking too hard.
Can I get some more fagua, please? And yeah, don't get sick abroad though. Don't. Bad news. They'll donate your organs
and flaunt the whole conversation in front of you.
But basically, now those doctors are in trouble.
But they're in Swedish trouble.
I'm imagining this guy waking up and just seeing like a whole bunch of doctors drawing out like this like Wile E. Coyote kind of body thing on him. Like,
there were candles and pentagrams being painted. Yeah, the little dotted hash marks.
Yeah.
He lifts up his shirt, just like a whole bunch of dots all over his chest. Just where they're gonna carve him up?
And it has like names on it, like Ronnie and Bill.
One that says like
Zalatan.
Zalatan. One of them that says, like, skirt steak.
So, wait, what?
Flank.
All right, so do you guys want to do one more or just head over to stupid?
Let's do the next one.
All right, so this one, it's kind of visual, but you can imagine it. Fair enough.
Oh, I saw this.
Norwegian teen.
This is stupid, people.
Got a little bit of press for tattooing his McDonald's receipt on his arm.
Why did that specific receipt? Was it epic?
No.
It's
like
normal.
A number 5, like a big, like a number 1 with a Big Mac, whatever.
Yeah, it looks like. And then, basically, he did it for no good reason other than just he felt like it. Now he's back in the spotlight for getting the receipt for that tattooed on his other arm.
Now it's Norway, so it looks like 2,000 of whatever they use as money.
Apparently the conversion is about $350.
That better have been the best damn Big Mac ever.
Yeah.
Wait, for the Big Mac, it was $350?
No, I'm just saying, like if you're going to tattoo the receipt for it on your freaking arm.
The tattoo cost $350.
Yeah.
I was just the big, I was like, our money's worth shit in Norway. Oh, my God. No. They got a good dollar. But
if you're getting a receipt on there, you better have seen the face of God while eating that damn thing, because otherwise you're just an idiot.
Maybe if, like, you had a castaway situation and you happened to find a McDonald's the first time you were back, like, that's it.
I would get, maybe. I would get Wilson tattooed on my arm before I got fucked. Well,
but yeah, this kid's a fucking idiot.
Like, that is the real definitive, like, I've lost my mind. Like, I really care about this fucking volleyball.
That's how you get, man. You're out there by yourself.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't care. I'm like, whatever.
I don't know. I think you would probably have, like, drawn tits on the volleyball. Like,
we should have two.
No way, man. Coconuts.
Yeah, like your titty's hairy.
Right. just rip out the hair.
I shave a coconut on a rock.
Nice. All right, let's head over to Pete and Stupid People.
Yeah, let's do that.
You gotta give me a second. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Stupid People.
All right, we'll start it off with one of my favorite topics ever, which is people ratting on themselves on the internet. Nice. This is Colleen Cudney, a Michigan woman. Back in 2012, she was convicted for drunken driving. Part of her punishment, put on probation. And on that day, I'm sorry, I'm reading this on the fly too. On the day after St. Patrick's Day, this woman's 22, she was ordered to come in and do all the, just checkups, make sure she's on the straight and narrow.
That's a rough day to come in after.
Well, that's why they pick it. She passed, fine. Went home, jumped onto the old interwebs, and wrote the following tweet. Buzz killer for me. I had to breathalyze this morning, and I drank yesterday. But I passed, thank God. LOL, my dumbass. Basically ratted on herself.
Yeah, but, like, was she on probation?
Yes.
Could they actually be like, in a court of law, I don't think that would hold up, because he'd be like, I was just joking around.
Well, they notified the probation officer. Just reading ahead to see what happened. Oh, they had her come in to take a more comprehensive test after that.
All right.
That's
and she failed that one.
Yep. Well, no, first they called her and said, we need you to come in and do this. And she hung up on the probation officer, which is a probation violation.
Fuck you, pig!
Yeah, so she's facing up to 3 months in jail.
Dumb. 90 days. It's pretty rough.
Danny could have watched her pee at one point.
I actually
did she have a cock? Then no.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't. I wasn't allowed in the back when the women were going.
You monitored the gentlemen.
Yep, I monitored the hell out of that.
But just one more time, just stop. Nobody cares about your Facebook updates. You're just getting yourselves in trouble.
That's not necessarily the cops care.
The cops care, but look, there should be some sort of like math equation they have to figure out before you get to post anything on the internet. Just weed this out a little bit.
But if they didn't post on the internet, you wouldn't have a podcast. There'd be no material here.
Oh, no, we have Florida.
That's true.
Florida's been good to us.
I retract my statement.
Yeah, but that'd be like, if there's no stupid people on the internet, does the internet exist? Like,
yeah,
you
know, there's still porn.
It's got what it's used for.
It's like
for,
a tree in the woods, man.
It's still got what it's used for. Porn and information.
Porn and YouTube.
Not so much the second one.
Not so much the second one, but it still exists there. And YouTube's kind of like a cross between the two of them.
Right.
Yeah, true. Wikipedia?
No matter what.
No, because that's basically like, you know, people throwing together random words.
No matter
Reddit?
What.
I like Reddit.
No, that's porn information.
No matter what.
I wasn't even going to say DeviantArt, because that's just turned into a hardcore pornography site so fast I didn't even notice.
Porn and information.
No matter what rabbit hole search you go on in as far as the internet goes, it always goes back to porn.
Pretty much. Well, we do have Florida. So let's do a Florida story, because I just happen to have one.
No way.
Florida man facing charges for staging a burglary so he could avoid going to work.
Nice.
I like that.
That's...
I can't go to work. My house is getting robbed.
He called 911, said, my door is wide open. The windows to my son's bedroom are wide open. My TV's there on the ground. Deputies show up, pulled into his driveway, went to the bedroom. Oh, they say that Dwayne Yeager, the man in question, pulled into his driveway, went into a bedroom, and opened a window. And then called 911, paced outside his house waiting for deputies. But they say video surveillance, there was video surveillance here, proves that this guy, our age, 31, staged the whole thing. So after he realized he was busted, he told the deputies that he didn't want to go to work, and his wife wasn't taking no for an answer, and he's pee-whipped. Neighbors were kind of pissed off that they were woken up bright and early by all the cops and everything. Let's see, whatever his charges.
How many cops showed up?
Apparently a squadron.
Like, at least in New York, you get the one cop. He shows up, you just, you know, hey, what's going on?
That's even if they bother. I'm telling you, they suck around here.
Yeah, I never had a... I live in a good neighborhood, too, when I was younger. And our alarm went off, we called the cops. The cops showed up like 3 hours later.
Yeah. It's because they were too busy waiting on the side of the highway to write you a ticket for going slightly faster than
71 and a 55. That's 16 miles an hour off the speed limit.
And honestly, who was going to take that duck back to the pond?
Exactly.
If they were too busy answering your alarm.
This is coming with me, Daffy. You can just squawk anywhere you want? No.
You're coming with me, Daffy.
He's red over there.
It's more so the way you said it, right?
All right.
Seriously, they don't help anybody.
What did he do for a living? Because his job sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't say. We do know that he's facing charges for providing false information to law enforcement.
So, if I had to guess, I don't know, Florida, hates his job, probably like churns butter all day.
Turns butter.
Gator wrestler.
Right.
Do you guys want to do...
He's the guy who makes the food for the buffet at the 12 o'clock strip club.
He makes horseshoes all day.
They're not Amish, dude.
This is Florida, not Pennsylvania, Dutch
Apparently,
country.
Apparently I've got misguided ideas about Florida.
Welcome to Florida, English.
He has that crazy job in Monty Python where they just fucking put mud from one side of the place. That's his job. It's not a big market. They're struggling.
It doesn't pay well.
No. Mud movers.
You guys want to do a local?
By the way, that could be a great name for a gay club.
Mud movers.
Wait. Maybe like Mud Packers.
That's a little on the nose.
Right. But hey.
The double M, man.
There's no confusion with Mud Packers.
Sounds like... They're trying to move the mud, not pack it.
A little on the nose.
Mud Movers sounds like...
Moving that butthole.
I don't think any self-respecting gay club would put the word Packers right in the title.
I don't know, maybe.
One in Wisconsin would probably.
Yeah,
well,
I'm sure there's a few there.
Mud Movers sounds like a bowling team for proctologists or something.
People who perform colonoscopies.
Right, exactly.
Colonic irrigation.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the Mud Movers.
it's just awkward. Oh, it's the worst bowling team ever.
Oh, that's awful.
Just throwing a bunch of gutter balls tonight.
I don't even remember the story at this point. It's gone.
Yeah.
Guy's job sucks.
You want a local story?
Local story.
A New York story or another Florida?
We'll finish off with Florida.
I only got two more here.
All right, so finish off with Florida.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do the local guy. Bronx man busted at Newark Airport trying to get 250 bags of heroin back from the rental car he returned.
Wow, he's really dumb for not taking it out.
Yeah. How do you forget that you have that much drugs in your car?
I'm fucking taking this heroin over here, man.
The heroin was called Fat Boy Heroin. I guess it's branded. When I think heroin, go Fat Boy.
Other than that was a tar, right? Sticky the tar. Heroin. Black tar heroin. That's the good shit, right?
I can only assume.
I can't really speak from experience on this one.
Let me tell you.
30-year-old guy returned the Chevy rental car to a budget, but he forgot all his drugs.
How do you forget that?
He returned and said that he left his quote, baby medicine in the car.
I left my 300 kilos of baby medicine in the car.
Baby medicine in little bags marked
heroin.
Fat boy.
You could have gotten away with it with saying baby food, maybe. Maybe.
It's my black tar baby food.
He had these little Ziploc bags with Scott Weiland's face on them. He's
Oh, let's see what else we can mine from here. He went to Boston in the rental car to go get the drugs. So not only did he forget the drugs in the car, but there's a whole reason he rented the car. 2,500 worth of drugs.
That's not that much.
It's not that, no.
But still.
You're still the worst peddler ever.
It's a good,
can I see a picture of this guy?
Yeah, there he is. It looks like if Lou had a beard.
Is he that... Is he that dude who fucking spent his life savings on that banana at the, you know, at the theme park? The Rasta banana.
Forgot about that guy. Let's see if there's anything else funny here. I already said it. I was going to play Let's Play the Bail game, but it's $150,000.
It's a lot of bail.
There you go.
Again.
For not that much heroin.
Yeah, but more than...
This guy's not fat.
Right.
He wasn't fucking in a park.
Right.
You feel all right? You validated?
No, I feel that's way too much. Like, that's way too much bail.
Way too much what?
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Way too much dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
He finally got a chance.
No, seriously, that is a lot of money.
Do it again. Let's hear it.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Is that Mikey?
That's him.
Me,
that's
me.
You?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying it.
One more time. One more time.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man, this is way too much for like $2,500. It can't be that much.
Yeah.
Like heroin.
But still, it's more than the fat people.
It's,
so,
and it's, you know, trafficking.
It's like a Saturday night for fucking Courtney Love, bro. Like, it's not that much.
The aforementioned Scott Weiland.
It could be just trying
it's
like to
get afternoon, him. Scotty. What we get? We just got back together, STP. All right, good. I just put a big brick of heroin. Should be broken up by the end of the week.
All right, let's do a Florida story, but it's kind of a Florida story with a happy ending. It's a sad one, but it does.
Did it happen in a rub and tug place?
Not that kind of happy ending. Not one of those places with the stiff Ninja Turtle towels.
So they get wax on, wax on.
I made a cummy. Sorry. Sorry.
Splinter's getting it on too.
Why not? Oh, that one made me
advanced
feel bad.
Advanced move, turtles. Swip.
So they go through all the turtle wax.
Like, why do you think they live in a sewer? They fucking had an apartment. They just had, it was gross. Fuck four
teenage boys.
Five. Remember the retarded one that's not that right?
Oh, yeah.
They had an apartment. Someone tried to burn it down to get rid of the turtles.
Fucking Dosant ruined everything for us.
He's walking around with, like, poopy pants.
Ninja, ninja, rap.
Like, all the other turtles are knocking on the bathroom door. It's like, get out of the bathroom. It's my turn. We moved to a sewer. All
right. Okay. I'm sorry I even approached that one again. All right. Florida guy. This guy's a scumbag. 37-year-old man. He had a whole mess of puppies that he was planning to shoot because he could not apparently give them a home. He didn't want to handle them, so he was going to kill these puppies.
Well, I mean, that's the next step.
Apparently, yeah, you don't, you know, give them up for adoption.
You can't just leave them in front of, like, a grocery store with in a box, like free puppies, at least that.
And he said he couldn't find them a home, so the next logical step was to shoot a batch of 3-month-old German Shepherd mixed dogs in the head.
Well, I guess it's karma for the German Shepherds to get fucking executed like that.
No.
These are puppies, man. Puppies.
Plus those German Shepherds.
They're better than babies.
That, you know, that
babies get accused of murder plots. Right. Puppies don't deserve
off this. Off topic, I was watching, like, when he shows on like the Animal Planet and they're talking about like puppies and stuff like that. And there was, they were talking about German Shepherds, Labradors, and Yorkie, right? Yorkshire Terriers. Like, which one of these three dogs was a hero in World War II? I looked right to my girlfriend. I was like, I bet you it's not the German Shepherd. Right?
Which one was it?
It was the fucking Yorkshire Terrier. Really? It wasn't the German Shepherd. I knew that.
Well, okay.
A so, hero.
But out of the other two.
Well, it depends on what side you really like. All
right. Hail Hydra.
Dude.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Didn't you want at the, in that movie when they were giving out that spiel about like you had two sides, one guy just jump up like, Hail Hydra with both fists in the air?
Anyway, let's get back to this dog Nazi.
All right,
so picture, if you will, how he's going about it. He's got a gun in his hand. He's holding a batch of puppies. One of these heroic puppies, heroic German Shepherds, that's right, reached over with his adorable 3-month-old paw and pulled the trigger, shooting the guy in the wrist.
Yes!
Whoa.
Yes! Yes, that is awesome.
Oh.
The dog said this.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Not to put a sour note on it, but this, you know, he already took out some of the puppies. But this heroic dog saved 4 more. Nice. That's 4 puppy lives.
That dog is awesome. It shot the guy.
Shot this stupid bastard.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
After that dog shot him, he also said this.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Because he was a German Shepherd.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. That one's wild.
The man may or may not have been Jewish. It was a German Shepherd.
Right. Oh, man.
You guys want to do movies?
Yeah.
One sec. We'll wait here quietly.
Price of admission, G.
All right. First movie up this week, we actually saw already. Well, in lieu of recording on Friday, since, well, in lieu because Lou can make it, we went
to... Lou's being dropped right there.
That's a... In lieu of Lou, we went to see Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
It was awesome.
I love this movie.
Yeah, man, it was really good.
Anybody else see it?
I'm seeing it next Thursday.
Okay, so spoiler free.
I'll probably watch it tomorrow.
Is there like a Thursday like free movie day or something?
No. I'm just not doing anything.
Oh, no, I'm saying because like usually... No, because usually your weekday day is Tuesday.
It's movie Tuesdays, yeah. Because
both of you... The only reason I ask is both of you were like, yeah, Thursday's the day, guys.
Thursday's like my one day where I'm not doing anything like this and I'm not working at night. True. It's basically like date night, so... And we have free tickets to go see it, so...
All right. It was awesome. Like, I
hear it's the best Marvel movie so far, so...
It's like... best way I could describe it is, do you like the Bourne movies?
Yes.
It's Bourne with superheroes.
Cool.
So it's like a lot of spy twists and turns, really good action, hand-to-hand fighting scenes, stuff like that.
Bro, there's almost nobody that's bad-looking in this movie. Like, everyone's a good-looking
person. Oh, that Scarlett Johansson in that suit, cat suit.
Even the old people, like Robert Redford's like, he's a good-looking old man. Like, Jesus.
He's a handsome crypt keeper.
It was a lot of action, though. It was pretty good. His fights with the Winter Soldier and, Falcon was the guy's name?
Falcon, yeah.
He looked like he was definitely a gay comic book character, but he ended up being pretty cool.
He was awesome in the movie.
Yeah.
Just Google the comic book costume with his headband and his red wings. And
is it that black guy with the wings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shazam!
He's cool in the movie, though. He's real cool. I think he was probably one of, like, probably going to be one of those, like, breakout characters.
Yeah.
Because they did him really well. A lot of Sam Jackson in that.
I knew he wasn't dead. There's, like, no way they're letting Sam Jackson.
That was, dude. Spoilers.
That's not a spoiler.
Okay.
Spoilers, man.
We're just giving you broad strokes here. Broad strokes. Broad. No plot development here. By the way, if you want to avoid spoilers, don't go to the Rotten Tomatoes page and look at the cast, because they stupidly spoil it right there in the cast list of who the Winter Soldier is.
Well, I think like everybody walking into it already knew.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the series. Right. If you're the everyday watcher, not everyone knows who he is. And it says right there under the actor's name, Secret Identity / Winter Soldier, which is really dumb to put on the site.
But I think, like, even if you went looking up the character, like, before, like, after seeing the first movie.
What I'm saying is, people who are going to the Rotten Tomatoes site to see if this movie is any good are people who are on the fence about it and probably don't know the source material.
I think that if the spoiler was going to happen, it happened already, like, a long time ago before that.
All right. You had told me months ago. What?
You asked.
What? Why are you, Ted?
Let's play the game.
All right. Hang on. Hang on.
All right, closest to the Rotten Tomatoes critic score without going over wins. Brian, I feel you have an unfair advantage, but we're going to start with you so everyone can kind of base around what you say.
I don't know, 73.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Lou.
I'll give it a 78.
Danny?
76.
You guys are lowballing this. Lou wins, because this comes out at an 89%.
Nice!
Rotten Tomatoes, are they just their own site, or they have like a...
It's the critics.
A Metacritic?
Pretty much, Metacritic.
Okay, if they're a Metacritic, I can't really account that just yet. It's been weak, so...
You want to guess the audience score? Movie like this? What the audience thinks?
90.
Like 90 plus, like 94 probably.
Yeah, I was going to say 95.
Lou on the nose, 95.
See?
Again, you know what that means.
But
pardon me, boy, is that a chat wheel to choo choo? Track 29.
Longest drop in the show.
We gotta stop letting him win things.
You actually, like, initially when you had that, it was like another 15 seconds longer. I was like, bro, you've got to cut that down.
Like, seriously, every time he wins, it's a dance number.
But it's been like 3 weeks since I guessed one of these fucking things.
That's a good point. All right, I think that's pretty much all.
That's the only movie that came out last week?
All we can say about that movie.
Oh.
Next movie, Under the Skin.
I don't even know what this
is.
Why does that sound familiar?
Here's the description. An alien in human form is on a journey through Scotland.
Boring.
It
sounds awesome to me. Scotland.
Movie also stars Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
Oh, suddenly got less boring, guys.
Right.
No, she's in a total Kick-Ass movie. Same week.
I don't know anything about this movie. I know it's about 2 hours. It's... Meh. Yeah.
It's meh.
We have nothing to go on here. I don't know any of the other actors in this thing.
I'll give it... 45 for Scarlett Johansson's ass.
45 for the booty.
You win the Rotten Tomatoes thing again?
60.
60.
For Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
53.
60 is the closest. This is also an 85.
Yes!
My bonus points, Lou, if you can guess the audience score.
60.
Not bad. 62.
Yes!
Are you cheating?
No. But I'm getting ready to cue this up.
There's no mustache like my father's mustache. That's the biggest mustache in town.
One more and I get the Rasta mouse. That shit's like 60 seconds.
Zubadubadubadung.
All right, well, let's try this one. Alan Partridge. Anybody know Alan Partridge?
Nope.
Oh, Jillian saw that.
British TV show turned movie starring Steve Coogan.
Doesn't that have, oh my god, that the British actor who was in Gattaca?
Coogan. You're talking about Steve Coogan?
No.
It also has, let's see, Colmeany? Mr. Bowen.
That's that guy. Jude Law, right? Doesn't have Jude Law?
No.
Well, I'm wrong.
No, Alan Partridge is a British show about this, like, TV show host. And I think, from what I've seen, he, at the end of it, like, he kills a guest on TV accidentally. And it's played by Steve Coogan, so this is, like, him trying to do his recovery. They made a movie version. I've heard good things about the show, about the whole thing.
I know nothing about this. I don't know. Let's see. 80.
Lou can go for the hat trick.
Hmm.
80 for Brian.
I'll guess 70.
83. I'm sorry, Lou.
Damn it.
It's an 88.
Oh, I knew I should have done one higher. Well, I still would have lost.
71 would have also lost.
I'll give you a shot for the audience score.
Zoobadoobadoobadoob.
I'm guessing only people who are bonkers love it. I mean, went to see it, so 90?
You went over at 79.
Oh, no way.
Let's try this. Top critics only.
You're really pushing them forward again.
I'm giving them a shot.
Let's just pretend I got it. Yeah, niggas. Still got like 30 seconds.
Give it up, give it up, give it up for the easy crew.
Yeah. Word. Rasta Mouse.
They should definitely sponsor this show. If that's even still a show in England, I have no idea.
In England? You think so?
Where do you think they show that? In Jamaica?
It have to be. They, I mean, like,
do you know what this is, Dan?
No, I don't want to know. I didn't ask.
It is totally a This is not a Jamaica. Like, do you think they have like their own programming in Jamaica? Come on now.
Well, they use that Jamaican slang.
Yeah, so can I. Like,
but they're broad strokes of Jamaica. They're not like legit. They're fucking mice.
Just saying.
And everyone else has British accents.
Yeah, man. Like, well, I'm from Jamaica too.
I don't think they're enough.
Right by the beach.
Down by the beach. Boy.
Well, I think their target audience is missed in England.
What are you talking about? They love goofy shit.
Example.
Yeah, give me an example.
Doctor Who, love it. Like, it's a goofy show. Like, it's not like your normal everyday thing.
It is a bit goofy.
Fair enough, but it's not Rasta Mouse goofy.
Right.
It's the same shit. They will solve crimes.
Well, I will tell it. I'll give him this.
Rasta Mouse, Sherlock Holmes, all the same thing.
I found it back when I was watching, like, Law and Order, and then Netflix was like, since you watch this, you might like this. Fucking Rasta Mouse was there.
The cheese is not there. Yeah.
The difference is in Law and Order, like, not all the criminals are just after the cheese.
Right. Yeah, straight up.
I've seen one episode of this show. It's more than I could have handled.
It was awesome. That's what he means.
It's because you've become a stoner.
The show is fucking hilarious, first of all. Anyway. But yeah, British people like goofy. They love the Spice Girls. They think Blur's the best band ever.
America loves Spice Girls too, though.
Blur is still a huge band over there.
Are they?
Really?
Yes. They have like 19 albums, bro. Like, song number two.
Is this true?
We're going to find out.
Oasis is gigantic over there still.
Well, I believe that.
I don't know.
See, the problem with Blur, though, is that Blur essentially found its way into being the Gorillaz.
Yeah.
It's because Damon Albarn.
Okay, but realistically, the band Blur had the one... So actually, song number two, and that was basically what they did over here.
You know, America does have, like to latch onto a lot of their own things, too. I keep seeing resurgences of, like, every pop group from, like, 1999 coming back.
That's reality TV more than it is anything.
No, okay, I'm pretty sure the Backstreet Boys are going on tour again soon, and people are still buying up tickets. Yo,
is it a tour? Yeah, if it's a tour, be visiting every big mall in America? Come on.
No, they're actually playing full venues, and they are selling well enough that they can continue doing it. The New Kid on the Block came back. Come on. Mm. And Vanilla Ice isn't Kraft macaroni and cheese commercials.
Oh, that's awful.
You didn't see that?
That makes it less appetizing.
It's like cheese, baby.
No, he did.
Did he really?
Did you see the commercial? Who saw the commercial? Anybody?
No.
He's basically working in a store. He's basically me, essentially, working in a store, stocking up all the Kraft macaroni and cheese for the Ninja Turtles, with you know, little new shapes and everything. And he's singing ninja rap. He's singing ninja rap. A woman comes up to him to buy a box, sees it's him, and I forgot what she says.
He goes, "Word to your mother."
But they basically start to dance, and you know, they're doing the whole little spiel, and he turns to the woman's child and says, "Word to your mother." And the kid grabs the box of macaroni and cheese, throws it into the cart, and walks away.
What it's like if I wrote the commercial.
You guys, after this, you got to look it up. It's like 30 seconds. It's really
funny. Sounds like a commercial from 1992.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like, it's got all the trappings there. It's got a
It's Vanilla Ice now, you know.
It's Rob Van Winkle.
Yeah.
It's four Ninja Turtle macaroni.
Yeah, because like, of the new cartoon, the Nickelodeon version, they made Kraft macaroni and cheese shaped turtles.
Oh, it's coming back. I wanted all the Ninja Turtle shit to come back.
I hope they come back with those ooze pies.
Oh, the custard pies? Fuck yeah.
So good.
The shitty pizza bites. Remember they had the pizza potato chip thing? Oh, they were like, I don't know what they were. They awful. I want them back.
They were the worst thing ever, but I want them right now. Yeah.
I want Ecto Cooler back. I want...
Yeah, just bring that back for funsies.
They actually, long after Ghostbusters was popular, kept Ecto Cooler around just because that flavor was so awesome. Because
it was the best?
That by far was the only flavor of Hi-C that was drinkable.
It was green, and it was weird, and it had slime on
it. Was green? I thought it was orange.
Oh, no, Ecto Cooler was green.
Ecto Cooler was green, but it was like an orange flavor. Right?
Yeah, because Hi-C, for the most part, was like their big flavor was orange citrus. But
to me, as a kid obsessed with Ghostbusters, it just tasted like green. Like, you know, you can't really quantify that.
You just called him a stoner, and you're like, it tasted like green.
I was a kid. Certain
snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
When you're a little kid, certain juices just, especially those sugary ones, they don't have a flavor of anything you know. Like, do you remember, like, those little, like, juice things that came in like the little plastic barrels?
Jugs.
Yeah, that blue tasted like fucking blue. There's no other way to describe the blue.
All right.
Like berry. That's blue flavor.
Berry.
No. So because it didn't taste like berry.
So when you're the kind of person that when you see like candy or whatnot that is multicolored, you know what flavors you're going to go for because you know what colors are.
Red.
Red and certainly not like yellow or orange.
No, and green? Who wants those?
That's like lime.
Nobody wants those.
And grape is just a big old lie. Right. Yeah.
Grape is just a tease.
Peep smells it. I don't know. Smells an awful lot like yellow.
I don't trust this flavor.
Who likes a yellow Starburst, really?
A lemon one?
It's all right.
Who doesn't pick out all the pinks and reds? Save those for last.
I like all
the
of
red's
them,
always so. The best. Red, any color, like, blight pop, any of that shit.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring you a thing of jelly beans, and I'm going to, like, take each individual one and just turn it a different color and blow your mind. Wow.
Die, and you're just going to kill your food dye.
You'll just be like, oh my god, I'm dying.
No, if this is a plausible thing, do it. We'll do a taste test.
Nice. This tastes like red.
I'll show my prowess. That's a blue bean.
That sounds racist.
Lousy blue beans.
Taking a ball of jabs.
Where is it?
Not on the floor.
Took his job. He took it, girl. The kid did.
Lousy ass blue beans.
That does sound pretty racist.
Fucking racist. All right.
That's all I got. All the movie like news stuff I had was Captain America related, and I don't want to ruin any plot points.
Word.
So we'll do it next
Captain
week.
Captain America wins. Plot point.
It does, but there's some cool stuff in
Confirmed.
There. Confirmed. People may not have seen that movie.
I mean, if you had...
Actually, I heard that they continued the story of that onto Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the next day.
I didn't watch the episode yet.
Okay, well...
But there's no way they can't if they're keeping a continuity.
Okay, but I mean, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm sure that watching the show probably ruins a little bit for
Well, they
you.
Did a Thor episode after Thor.
They were like, guys, did you see that Captain America movie? It was pretty good. All right, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They do a really good job of keeping a continuity with that show and with the movies. It's kind of cool.
Well, they have it mapped out until, like, what, the next 10 years?
2025 or something.
There you go.
Kevin Feige said.
Who?
Kevin Feige runs the Marvel movies.
Kind of crazy last name.
Feige?
He must be huge in Europe.
It's F-E-I-G-E, I think.
Dos Santos.
Dos the Turtle. Dosan's the turtle. Hey, guys. Are you playing with the vacuum again, Dosan?
Ninja power.
You made him sound like Randy Newman, man.
Well, he's like basically like a fucking retard. The sound. Nobody disturb me while I'm cleaning my room.
Fighting your foot.
All right, that pizza's smelling good, Pete.
All right, let's call it a night. So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook, follow us on Podbean and iTunes and all the good stuff. Tell friends, we're good here. Thank you, Danny. Give us your YouTube channel again.
Oh, it's youtube.com/AdamansTemplum. I'm not even going to spell it out, but it's Adamans Templum.
Good luck, motherfuckers.
ADAMANSTEMPLUM.
And watch the Let's Play videos.
Yeah, watch watch Recreational Warfare, the Worms episodes, if you want to hear more from the A-Squad, you know, getting mean to each other.
Yeah. Word. All right. All right, so for myself, Brian, Lou, Danny, close the door behind you.